the Ron Paul supporters.
Here we
Rick
are.
Fiennes. And he is now here with us live in Des Moines. How you doing?
Doing fine, thank you.
Well, it's good to see you. The last time we were on Hannity and Combs, so you and I had a little disagreement over the Iraq war issue, and people were acting like, wow, you were unfair to Ron Paul. You didn't think I was unfair to you, did you?
Well, the disagreement was over who was winning the polls, remember? You denied that the polls weren't accurate. They were your polls, and I won them.
No, they weren't a poll. What it was is people calling in, and anybody can call in those things.
Oh, those 36 supporters I have.
There's more than 36. Now, I'm not denying you have a lot of supporters out there, but you and I do have a fundamental disagreement. It doesn't mean I don't like you. There are a lot of things we do agree on.
Yeah, you have a little, couple conservative viewpoints. So, I mean, if you're a strict constitutionalist, you should agree with me on everything.
Before we go any further, if you don't win this primary process and get the Republican nomination, will you run third party?
I have no plans to do that.
You have no plans. Will you support whoever the winner is?
Not necessarily. Not unless they adopt a foreign policy that I can approve of.
But they all disagree with you on the war in Iraq.
Well, remember George Bush ran on my foreign policy, or we ran on the same foreign policy in the year 2000.
But the world changed. You're talking about not having nation building.
Yeah, but the Constitution hasn't changed.
No, but the world has changed, and you've got to adapt to the different national security challenges one faces, no?
Well, no, not really. I mean, you.
No,
I think
you don't have to adopt after 9/11.
No, I think the founders' advice about staying out of entangling alliances applies today.
But if the 9/11 Commission report says that they were at war with us for nearly a decade, if you go back to the Khobar Towers, the bombings at the embassies in Kenya and Tanzania, if you look at the USS Cole, and the 9/11 Commission investigates why we were vulnerable the way we were, and they conclude they were at war with us, we weren't at war with them. It's not smart to defend yourself in that war.
But the 9/11 Commission report also said that the reason they were at war with us is because we were over there. We had a base in Saudi Arabia.